zeros at this point.
If you spend or allocate the created money in certain ways, it can be economic stimulative, whereas allocating that money in other ways might cause inflation. So it's not something we're now doing modern monetary.
It's really just a framework where we think about government spending in a different way.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree. I think the issue right now is, in the Clinton years, where there was less money in the economy, trying to get away from that formula because obviously we love Clinton years, but we shouldn't really be having our balance in that direction, less money in the actual economy. So I feel like the Democrats in her recent interviews, I'm not sure how true they are, but as Stephanie Kelly said in her recent interviews, I'm not sure how true they are, but she's actually talking to like Senate or budget committee members, so it's like they understand it, but I almost feel like they're trying to figure out how to reveal it to the general public.
Yeah, I mean, the concept can be boiled down pretty simply, which is like government spending doesn't just diminish the value of the dollar and cause inflation. We need to actually look at what the money is being spent on, and it can actually have economically stimulative effects. I mean, it's sort of like taking elements of demand side economics and adding more of a fiscal policy currency aspect to it.
I don't know the best way to communicate it, but I do think that because elements of it are correct.
It will hopefully become more of a part of the discussion going forward, is my hope.
Yeah, my hope is that it works too, because when you read articles about monetary on whatever website, they're always saying, oh, this is what we tried for the stimulus package, and look, it's not working. Well, the thing is, did they actually discuss any of these policies with any modern monetary theorists about controlling inflation and unemployment?
Well, very good point. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, definitely. If you can just have some more NDP people interviewed, that'd be great to become more public.
Yeah, we've had Stephanie Kelton on twice. Am I right that Lena Chernieva also is an expert on MMT?
I'm trying to remember. I think she might be.
I'm unaware. My guys would be like Rohan Gray and Warren Osler, obviously, and Randall Ray. Those are the main three guys that I listen to.
All right. We will look into it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. There's Loyland with a beautiful phone call. Let's go to Pablo from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I've never been to New Mexico, Pablo.
Hi, David. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, great. I'm not sure I really have a question. It's more, a while back you had asked... Why should we keep on bringing up the debts of right-wing conservatives, and it's sort of touching on... Wait, hold on a second.
I asked why should we bring up the debts of conservatives?
Sorry, in regards to COVID deaths.
Okay, why, pretty much, let me see if I can understand. So you're saying sometimes an anti-vaccine right winger gets COVID and dies.
And I said part of the reason to bring it up is that it exposes the incredible hypocrisy and also the futility of their perspective when they confidently say no one needs to be vaccinated and then they die.
Hopefully it'll encourage other people to get themselves vaccinated. Is that more or less what you're talking about?
Yeah, more or less. And as you said, they're confronted with, everybody was saying, people on the right, conservatives were saying, you don't need a vaccine, look, you're fine, you don't have to wear a mask. Especially the mask being mandate, not being required on planes. It does confront them with their own sort of beliefs. Actually, there's somebody that Joe Rogan interviewed on his podcast, Megan Phelps Roper.
I've interviewed her as well.
Okay. I hadn't seen that one. I was actually curious about that. Yes, she mentioned how exactly being part of the Westboro Baptist Church, she had somebody that kept on confronting her about all these ideas that she had, and it was a lot harder for her to, once she was politely confronted with all these different ideas, she sort of had to come to grips with that. A lot of it didn't make sense to herself.
Yes. Absolutely well said. Thank you, Pablo.
All right, thank you, David.
Yes, let's confront people politely
when they have incorrect ideas.
Let's take a very quick break.
This is Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ready? WDUD and WDUD HD1 Delaware. WUTC.
WUTC HD1 Chattanooga,
Tennessee.
Mountain Streams
Radio.
KYWLP
Kaiser, West Virginia.
Or
Sioux City Online Radio.
Keysport, Pennsylvania.
WCK.FM.
I am Amanda Rich, and I've got
2 hours
worth of music that I think you will love.
We're going to start off like we usually do on the side of the family.
Close down like we usually do
on the side of the family.
Between little sorts of wild things for you,
including
a set of dance music.
Let's start off with
an old bluegrass single
from H.C. Lansford
and Paul Bowman.
John,
I wouldn't get drunk.
Oh, yeah, Mark, I'm watching. wild sand. Let's go. Rim. Got the main. Travel. Where there's reason, then there's. Let's go down to Whiskey Town. That country is song. Song for the same. Do it all alone.
Dancing. partner. Pound it on their corner. Pound the opposite balls calling and swing that opposite balls calling. Ewing's one for two by the ball. Marin, back to Wayne. Swing your own way. Swing your partner. There it goes. Swing your through. Promenade. Route to buy two. Promenade. Go all the way around. Make it back. Settle that. First call, lumber, walk, go out to the right. Take your name, find the wrist and around. Now, baby, my ring, my friend. Back in the center, follow, walk, turn around. You did not, see. Master, all the four, circle, left, side. Lead up, or come on, next to the next. You take your name, find the wrist and around. Now, baby, my ring, my friend. Take an extra turn to the middle and square. And round, jam, stand in there. Master, take a six, sir, and let you get fixed. Get up six, go on to the land. Take your lead, take your lead. Find the wrist and around that thing. Go ring my twist. Come back, we'll set him on the same old track. Round, round, go in, go clack, clack. Now all join hands in a circle. Feet, sir, and the play are the guardian. Swing, swing, your partner's all in. Swing, swing, and everybody whirl. And promenade, go round the world. Promenade, you'll be on the go. And get back home, you know, you slow. Second, come over, number two, go out to the right. Take your lady by the wrist and around that lady. Do a ring by twist, back to the center of your feet. Your hand around the gym, be your lady, your lady. Master, four, circle, left, feet up, all the line. To the next, you take your lady by the wrist and around that lady. Do a ring by twist, come back to the center of the same old way. And around, around the gym, all day, all day. Circle, circle, sit round, round, circle, left, round, 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 round.
Same as it is, all the way up, 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 all the
Dancer, and you're listening to Bob Black again. From his 1979 record, Ladies in the Steamboat, play Over the Waterfall. And I will now try to tell you about that.
Set of dance music that you just heard.
Set Dirk Powell, Riley Bogus, and Foghorn 2
gave you
Indian Squall.
That's from a concert live.
Field Recorders Collective.
Dirk Powell was wearing in
2004.
That was certainly a suitable thing to get on clogging.
Then we heard from a trendy Contrabass band in the 1980s, Wild Asparagus,
doing a medley of Congress Reel, Fisherman's Island,
and Return to Milltown
from their 1988 LP, Wild.
We heard a great old medley from
the Grindhouse String Band,
Sam Herman,
on the Hammer, Joe Herman,
on the Landolin,
Peter Gordon,
on the guitar.
And Joe Fowley's bass.
Yeah, great stuff.
They played Cow
and Old Man
and Growling Old Woman.
Wasn't that fun?
And then the last thing on the set, Tony Parks called
Grapevine Twist
to the band
Yankee Ingenuity.
That's from Yankee Ingenuity's
1989 record,
Heating Up the Hall.
Change gears totally.
Yes, sir, up the next set.
Way down, Wanderers.
Thanks so much for tuning in
to Whiskey
Before Breakfast.
This is Moe. Some feelings will never overcome. The occasion has to come on. You feel it as I know you. I'll be a train. Hometown, they call him the hero of the land. He says, I'm just Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia,
or
or Tube City Online Radio from Keysport, Pennsylvania at
WCMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we are here to change that. I'm April Doherty, host of a new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by families that live on commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children, Families, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the monster for WRCT's own Friday Night Extravaganza. Reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Joe Richard. And again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh?
Right.
And if not, maybe you had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if
you know what I mean.
Spax Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spax Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spax Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spax Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic. They provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spaxbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when it's ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spaxbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in to my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums. Harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 2 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey sounds pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after whiskey before breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, our bluegrass music.
We're starting the second half of Whiskey Before Breakfast with the original 1924 recording of Bernard Elhart singing The Wreck of 1997.